12 o'clock hour, Chase William, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you next week, Thursday at noon. At this time, Silly Underdog Picks makes its return. You can sign up today at thegamenashville.com or on the 102.5 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. And I am so excited that Derek is going to be back in the fold to be a part of Silly Underdog Picks. He is a veteran. He and Chris Sanders can chirp each other. Kelly Holcomb is going to be back as a member of the panel. I will be back. And the guy that invented the whole thing, we got to make this official, George Plaster. Hello, director.
Chase, how are you?
You know, I am fantastic. How are you? This is great music.
It is good music. You know, it's probably not as good as I thought it was in 1984 because I've heard it about 8,000 times since then. But you would think, I mean, you would think the Van Halen people would send me like a, I don't know, a free CD or
a
something.
A gift box or something.
I mean, look, you've created a brand. And I know some people in this industry don't understand what a brand is, but you created it with that music. And, you know, so it's been good.
Yes, and I know who you're talking about there. That's a good inside joke that we can do. Mace. Are you sure you want to get back in this contest?
Hey, George, I got to redeem myself, man. I didn't leave on a good note, so I got to redeem myself. I'm back.
That last season was a little rough.
Exactly.
Derek, 1 year I was 0-14 at one point. It was pitiful. I mean, and my attitude at the end of it absolutely sucked. It's embarrassing. I mean, you know, you sit there, you try to come off like you're some sort of an expert all week talking about things. And then people get to hear you, you know, and you choose a team and they get beat 74-8. That's hard to explain.
How many of those were bookets, George?
Oh, man.
Well, the worst one I ever had, and Willie remembers this, was I had gotten this notion back. It was the first year that they allowed the bubble screen. And Miami was going to Arizona State for a night game. And I did this big, you know, this Arizona State, they're going to be fired up. They're going to be, well, about two plays into the game. And I booked it. And two plays into the game, Miami throws this bubble screen where the linemen now legally can get downfield. And, I mean, there wasn't anybody from there to Las Vegas to touch this guy. And I just sort of said, I am going to get crushed. And it was like 71-7.
Good Lord.
It was bad. Now, that just for a time reference, this is how long we've done this. That was one of the first years that we did the competition, George. So I'm going to say that was 1994. I think it was either 94 or 95. So that's how far back we're going with the book it. And there was another week that you did something about a desert swarm. Was Arizona the desert swarm or was it Arizona State? Remember they had the desert?
Yeah,
you made this big to do about desert swarm and it didn't happen.
No, it was desert dead. There have been, you know, when you try to have fun with this, and you try to sell things. But the best one that ever happened, the all-time best one, was we were at the arena.
Yep.
Willie, I know you know where this is going.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, and there's a TV that I can see. And it comes Kelly's time, and he picks Toledo. Well,
I heard about this story.
Started, and they're up 14-0, and I decide I'm going to let him have it. I called him a cheater. I called him all kinds of stuff. I knew full well he didn't know. You know, and he's having to defend himself. And there's a part of him, he knows full well I don't really care that, you know, I know he didn't do it on purpose. But then there's another part of him, why is this pipsqueak hurling these accusations at me? It was hilarious.
It was. And what happened was we did a rules committee study, and we had to take it, you know, decide at the end of the season whether the win would count. or not, because Toledo won the game. And we had to determine, was Kelly telling the truth when he
said
made
he
the pick?
Know.
He didn't know that the game had started. George's like, that game's already started. It's 14-0. The guy that was really upset, because we ended up giving him the win at the end of the year, the late Floyd Reese, he was not happy about that. He was not. He was like,
no.
Come on. He doesn't deserve to get that.
He threatened to take it to the competition committee.
Yes, he did. He did. Now, George, you need to know this, too. Chris Sanders is in the competition. Chris has a very unique method of picking. Okay, so just get ready for this.
Yeah, I don't think George is going to finish last.
Well, Chris, now Chris has done this for 2 years, George, and he has the same philosophy both years. 1 year, it worked really well. Last year, he was at 1.2-30 on the season. We picked two games last year.
Okay, 2-30.
2-30, yeah.
He gets the Rich Kotite Award.
Yes. Chris will pick the biggest underdogs on the board. Like, he goes for the long bomb every week, right? And
so,
and it's feast or famine. So if he gets them, he gets big points. But he doesn't. He will whiff a lot. He has a lot of desert swarms.
Should we tell the story of the Nebraska deal?
Oh yeah.
Pissed me off, Roy. So, this was back when I was doing bandy games.
Oh, yeah.
Willie was a part of it as well.
I think we were on a plane coming home from a game this game took place.
So we have taken – we're about to take off, and I think it's from Athens, Georgia. And I've got Missouri, and they are a huge, big, double-digit dog at home to Nebraska. And I'm like, yeah, here we go. Well, we get home, and I immediately dial up one of these score line things and find out that Nebraska has won.
Yeah, this is pre-cell phone. For people that don't know, this is pre-cell phone. This is
was this
1997.
So this is car phone. This is those Motorola.
Yeah, very large phones that had the squiggly wire in the car that, you know, that's in there. So this is 97 Nebraska. Scott Frost, who is now the coach at Nebraska, he was the quarterback. This is a team that ended up tying splitting the national championship with Michigan and Charles Woodson. That year, right? So they're playing Missouri at Missouri, and Missouri's got a chance to win it. So down the stretch, George, when we got off the, I don't think we knew this was going on at the time. We had to go back and watch the highlights. But you remember the play. You remember the play, though.
Oh, do I ever remember the play? The play infuriated me because it was a tip ball where a Nebraska wide receiver sort of gets it with his foot. He's on the ground and it pops straight up and he catches it. And the guy's name was Matt Davison. Now, the reason I remember that is a couple, 3 years later, I'm up in Bowling Green doing a Western Kentucky TV game. They're playing Nebraska. And the color analyst is Matt Davison. And I'm like, I am not going to pass up this chance. So I go introduce myself, and I said, I just need you to know that one day you ruined my life. I told him what happened on the catch, and he loved it. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, you know, after you get out of playing and you hear that kind of stuff, you know, former players love hearing that kind of stuff. And he got a big kick out of it. He got a big charge out of it. It didn't do anything for me.
Too funny. George, I should have, you know, started this off by saying the Hall of Famer, because you were recently inducted into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame, and congratulations to you. Well-deserved, a no-brainer in my opinion. So what comes with being a Hall of Famer now? I mean, do you have a police escort everywhere you go? I mean, what happens?
Did they give you a jacket?
You get a jacket?
No, hold on. Let me tell you what went on there. First of all, Chase, thank you for the nice words, but here's what ends up happening. So I select Willie to be the presenter. And, you know, I paid him some money. Here are the notes I want you to, you know, run through.
I did mention Jump by Van Halen during the speech.
You did. So about halfway through the speech, I look down. I'm wearing a black suit, and I've got on a red and silver tie that initially looked really good until I spilled dinner all over.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what the hell do I do? And so I was given, you know, some instructions. Button the coat, you know, button it. Well, I get up there, and I could have gone through it without saying it, but I thought, what the heck, let's have some fun. So I just told everybody, I said, the reason I've got the button buttoned is I have had a John Belushi in Animal House moment. And I said, y'all aren't going to see it. I just looked at it a couple of minutes ago. I have not yet taken it to the dry cleaner. It's embarrassing.
But so, it was a good move. Fortunately, it was low enough on the tie that the button did cover the stain. If it was any higher on the tie, then you couldn't have covered it up. It would have been exposed. You would have had to change ties.
And, you know, it was, I mean, in all seriousness, it was an incredibly cool moment. Willie and Darren were both there, which I really appreciated. A bunch of the guys off the first Vanderbilt team that I ever broadcast in hoops were there, led by Will Perdue. You know, a big table of BGA folks were there. It was just really, it was really special, really meaningful.
Yeah, and look, it was, I know it meant so much to you. It was well-deserved. You know, even having Willie induct you. Now, having Aaron Donick induct you could have been a little more entertaining, perhaps. But Willie was a good choice.
Well, look, I never thought about Aaron. Oh, my God.
She was there.
Can you imagine what she'd have said? George can be a jerk. But we still love him. Willie, think about that.
Oh, man. There could just in an alternate universe. What? That's a what-if question that will never be answered.
Oh, I don't know. I think we could.
Recreation.
Listen, Aaron, for several years, they've been nice enough to invite me over for Thanksgiving for dinner. And Aaron has a way of having more people in that house than can even fit. But last year, she made an announcement that, you know, they had scaled it back a little bit. And I couldn't resist. I just said, Aaron, in front of everybody, I said, let me ask you, I said, how close was I to not making the cut?
For COVID purposes, we had to cut it down because in 2020 it was just the family, right? Uh-huh. We were basically locked down for that. That was that big thing, like, should you have anybody over? Yeah. And so we didn't go there. And then last year was kind of a modified, and so there was some family members, a little older, you know, our parents and stuff. And so we didn't want to have people crawling through the windows and stuff like we have in the past. So we did have to knock the number down, but George made the cut. So he did ask in front of everybody how close was it.
Oh, I did ask in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I think, to be real honest, I think I was in the play-in game in Dayton.
Hey, Willie had to vouch for you, huh? Yeah.
Well, George,
what a great win in Dayton.
George, I'll end it with this. Willie walked in here today with his goofy Mets hat on. Because he knows our Braves are a game and a half back, and the chop is coming.
It's getting hairy.
It's getting hairy, but I got to tell you, Chase, I know a lot of people are, oh, they're right there, they're going to get it done. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Because, you know, Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom guarantee that they're not going to have a lot of long losing streaks. You know, y'all know, I know Willie knows, I've got a little past history with Buck Showalter because he was on the first Sounds team that I ever broadcast.
Yeah.
And I talked to his wife recently, and I told her to pass on to Buck that, you know, I am no fan of what they're doing. But I did tell her, if it ever gets to a point where the Braves are out and maybe it comes down to the Mets and the Dodgers, go Mets.
I agree with that. I will give you that for sure.
I like their team.
I do too. I just hate that they're in our division. That's the tough part. But George, thanks so much for doing this. We look forward to having you a part of of what you created in Silly Underdog Picks again this year. I'm sure there will be a lot of trash talking between you and Kelly especially, so we look forward to it next week.
Who's the commissioner?
It's still one William Donick.
Oh, my God. I thought we tried to impeach him one year.
Kelly's tried every year.
Oh, Kelly always tries to make a run, a coup d'etat. He always tries to overthrow
the
commissioner.
I don't think Kelly would even be happy if his wife was commissioner.
No doubt.
He can get very grumpy.
Yes, he can.
That's a good one, Willie. I like that.
Plas, thanks so much.
You guys take care.
All right, George Plaster, Radio Hall of Famer here in the state of Tennessee, joining us for Silly Underdog Picks. It'll all get started next Thursday at 12 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and we look forward to that. Coming up here in a little bit, we'll check in with Jill Jelinek, Fox 17, to get her thoughts from Titans practice today. Plus, you'll hear from the head coach, Mike Vrabel, here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.